may not remember Timothy Worrell, but when we were back at the original church a long, long time ago, back in 1998, he was a minister, a licensed minister among us back in those days. And then he transferred that membership to the Presbyterian Reformed Church, and he has been there since that time. He pastored a church for quite a little while, a decade or so, in North Carolina. He has retired from the ministry and now travels, every 6 months or so over to Liberia to work there training ministers and to help plant churches. So that's what he's doing, and he's doing that under the auspices of his presbytery, his brethren standing behind him, encouraging him, and also giving him counsel. I'm very grateful for that work, for the Presbyterian Reformed Church, as they are a faithful church of Jesus Christ. We consider them our brethren. I personally know several ministers from that communion and count them as brethren. And so please remember from time to time in your prayers to pray for the Presbyterian Reformed Church. All right, our second reading is Jeremiah chapter 42. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people, from the least even unto the greatest, came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not, even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass, after 10 days, that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people, from the least even to the greatest. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if ye say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and to go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword, which ye feared, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, whereof ye were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain nor escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. The Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it unto you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, we have what seems like a really good beginning in this chapter. There's a wonderful, wonderful coming to the prophet. They say to the prophet, you know, they come humbly, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. They come very humbly, don't they? They're begging Jeremiah, please show us the word of the Lord so that we can know it and do it. We've been decimated. We're just a poor little remnant. What will the Lord do for us? It's a great request. Oh, if there were such a heart in them. But they didn't have it, did they? And so what do we learn from the first few verses? Jeremiah reveals to them in the end, you dissembled when you came to me asking that. You ready? You know this. But it's just laying there. We've got to bring it out. Don't pretend when you come before the Lord that you desire something spiritual when you don't. Rather, come in honesty, confessing that you desire something carnal when you do. Be open. Be honest. Be candid with the Lord. He already knows. Don't think that you can bowl him over like you can human beings by seeming humble, seeming spiritual, seeming magnanimous. He knows. He already knows. The Lord is pleased with a contrite confession of sin. And the Lord is very much put off by this kind of hypocrisy. So it is a hard truth to hear. For the closer we examine some of our prayers, the more we will find the same kind of hypocrisy. Thankfully, the Lord does not treat with us according to our sins, nor judge us for our iniquities, but has poured out his wrath upon Christ instead. That too is a sin that your Savior has died for. So, instead of pretending, come honestly to him. Come humbly, not in a feigned humility that we see here, but in a true humility. This man, Johanan, son of Kareah, he sounds really good here. And any minister that is, you know, not an extraordinary minister like Jeremiah that has secret knowledge given to him, any minister that hears that would have been perhaps induced to believe that Johanan is really sincere here. Right? We can fool other people, but we can't fool the Lord. Okay, so then we see that they don't have to wait very long for an answer. 10 days. Now they're talking about life direction here, right? Life direction. So 10 days is not a very long time, right? It's not so very long. And so they have their 10 days, and perhaps this is the 10 days corresponds to the 10 spies. Some commentators have made that connection, you know, that didn't want to follow the Lord. Maybe, maybe not. He calls, that is Jeremiah, he calls Johanan the son of Kareah and the captains of the forces. And I hope that you hear in this first response from Jeremiah, from the Lord, that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. He knows already that they have dissembled, that they have come in hypocrisy, that no matter what Jeremiah tells them, they're going to go to Egypt anyway. He already knows that, the Lord does. And yet, listen to what he says. If you will still abide in this land, I will build you and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Don't be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him. I will show you mercies, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. That's the first word that they hear. The first word of God's mercy, God's magnanimity, his greatness of heart toward them. That's the first thing that they hear. For an unbelieving heart, that's not enough. It's not enough. And so what else do they need to hear? Well, believing hearts also need to hear the threatenings, don't they? Sometimes we respond well to gospel threatenings, don't we? Not just gospel promises, but gospel threatenings as well. And so that's the next part of the chapter. And so we have the gospel threatenings. And what are those? If you get up and go to Egypt, you're going to suffer for it. If you get up, if you won't hear my word, then I will set my face against you. Notice what he says. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which you feared shall overtake you, and the famine of whereof you were afraid shall follow you, and in Egypt you shall die. There will come the sword, the pestilence, and the famine upon them. And then we turn over to the next verse. As mine anger and my fury have been poured out upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so it shall be poured out upon you when ye enter into Egypt. And you will be an execration, an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach. And ye shall see this place no more. So the Lord gives them both. He tells them what the consequences will be if they take one of two courses. Obedience means blessing. Disobedience means cursing. That's what it means to be an execration. They'll be a cursed people. Okay. So then we come to verse 19, and this is almost Jeremiah's commentary. The Lord has said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go not into Egypt, for know certainly that I have admonished you this day. And this is that true word, that true use of the English word admonish. To admonish means to warn. It means to warn. To encourage to do the right thing on the one hand, but to warn of the negative consequences that shall take place on the other. And so Jeremiah says, I have warned you this day. And then he just looks them right dead in the eye and he says, for you dissembled when you came to me. You pretended to be humble. You pretended to be obedient. You pretended that you would do everything that the Lord said, but you never intended it. At all. That was never your intention. And so now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. And then the sentence, verse 22. Know therefore certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and sojourn. Is there time for repentance yet on the part of Johanan, the son of Kareah, and the remnant of Judah? There is. They can still make the decision not to go to Egypt. But they will go, and they will carry Jeremiah with them. And as soon as they get to Egypt, Jeremiah will be commanded in subsequent weeks to take some stones and to put them under the gate of the house of Pharaoh. And the Lord says, you see those stones? Those are the beginning of the building of a throne. Guess whose throne it's going to be? Because it's not going to be Pharaoh's. It's going to be Nebuchadnezzar's. Johanan, son of Kareah, the remnant of Judah, you've just painted a target on Egypt. That's what they're going to hear. And why? Because they would not hearken to the voice of the Lord. And so what's the final point that we learn? Not only do we harm ourselves when we disobey the Lord, we bring harm upon others around us, our associations, our loved ones, our friends, our fellow church members, don't we? Hard things to think about, but true. Thankfully, we have always from the Lord, as we heard in his first response, the way of obedience and blessing set forth. The way of obedience and blessing. All right, well, let's stand and continue praising.